नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भश्चक्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। My special gratitude to my worshipable God brothers and God sisters for their kind and gracious presence. We've been speaking about the living example and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. In each exchange between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, we find the sweetest of all manifestations of love, affection. In the form of everyone feeling themselves the servant of each other. No one puts themselves in the center. We're told that there could be true peace, true happiness in our own hearts, among our families, our friends, the society, the world, and all living beings, when we put Krishna in the center. But here in Jagannath Puri, we find Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya is putting each and every one of his devotees in the center. The message, if we actually want to put Krishna in the center, then we need to put all the devotees in the center, because that's what pleases Krishna. But the only way we could do that is we have to take ourselves out of the center. Gopi Bhartur Padakamali Order Dasa Das Das Anudas. This yatra and all other yatras we've had is based on this principle of serving devotees. Do you know when the organization, management, and sacrifices begins for next Kartik Yatra? Tomorrow. Even I am struck with wonder to see what devotees could do without expecting anything in return, if they're enthused, if they want to serve. The organization of the yatra, organizing all these buses, the accommodations of the various guest houses, dharmshalas, hotels, the organization of all the logistics of where devotees would be going, how the devotees are going to be divided up, the places of pilgrimage, the sound system, the stage, the construction of the pandal. We're eating prasad, but it takes months and months of planning to bring all the pots here in trucks from Mumbai and buying all the bhoga and planning out all the menus and cooking and serving. And overseeing how all these different departments are serving together. And I can tell you, of all these different aspects of extremely hard work, dedication, and sacrifice, mostly by people who are fully engaged with major responsibilities, either overseeing entire projects or working in business, maintaining families, children. Not a single Sevite expects even 1 rupee of payment. All the volunteer service is for free. It's out of love. The payment to see the people who come happy. Happy with each other, happy with Krishna consciousness. And each and every one of you, some of you have sponsored prasad, so that the yatra is affordable to literally everyone. And come from so many different places, far away places from all over the world, taken time out of your work and chosen to be here. And chosen to be enthusiastic to hear about Krishna and chant Krishna's holy names. I would like to speak the names of the devotees who have given their lives for the last year selflessly to make this yatra possible. But there's so many names. Dozens and dozens and dozens. And I fear if I name some, I will not name others. But for all of you devotees, you know who you are. And I know who they are. They don't want pride, they don't want prestige. They don't even want credit. If you try to thank them, they'll become very humble and give the credit to someone else. And that's the spirit that awakens the true experience of a holy dham. As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, do not try to seek Krishna. Try to serve Krishna with such love, devotion, that Krishna is pleased to see you. Krishna expands himself. Sri Radharani expands her divine energy. Lord Balaramji manifests the holy dhams. We can't see Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri with our eyes. But when there is a truly selfless will to please Krishna through our service to his devotees, then and then only does Krishna reveal to us the experience of the holy town. Nasti prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Srila Prabhupada explains it in this way, that we can only understand the book Bhagavatam when we render service to the person Bhagavatams. Through our service attitude, through our great determination to help other devotees taste Krishna more and more, Krishna gives us a taste for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. It is by such service that Krishna will reveal the true taste of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. The happiness of these pilgrimages are inspired by the devotees who are really trying to make each other happy. If we're thinking about our own happiness, we'll be pretty miserable. Or there won't be much of a spiritual taste. But when we're trying to make all others happy, Krishna gives us true happiness. The least we want happiness and we want to serve, the higher the happiness Krishna gives us. And I see that it is through this type of seva and sacrifice that these yatras are possible. And the devotees who work so hard, hundreds of devotees, they look forward all year to do it. They're standing in line to have the services that they can get, because there's no higher taste than service to the Vaishnavas. Whenever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would begin the experience of vipralamba, or separation from devotees, he gave the same simple message. When he was about to take sannyas in Navadvip, he told everyone, continue what you're doing. Be at home, but chant the holy names constantly. Hear about Krishna. Worship Krishna. Krishna is your true wealth. And serve the Vaishnavas. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India to the Kurma Brahman, he came to his house for a day and then he was leaving. He said, I'll always be with you. You will feel my presence constantly if you always chant the holy names of Krishna and you share this Krishna consciousness with others. And that was Lord Chaitanya's message everywhere in South India, whoever he met, even for a few moments, chant the holy names and share Krishna's love with others. And every year in Puri, when the devotees would be going to their respective homes, he gave the same message every year. And it was sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Chant the names of Krishna, hear about Krishna, and serve his devotees, and share this message with others. Madhavananda Prabhu, he spoke everything I'm trying to say and everything I've just said in one line, just now coming. Krishna's just now coming for all of us by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. In giving we receive. When Srila Prabhupada told us you can show your love for me by how you cooperate to sustain and spread this mission. Real cooperation, as Lord Chaitanya taught, as Prabhupada expected, is when we really care about each other. When you treat each other with love to inspire one another, to be more and more enthusiastic to hear and chant the glories of the Lord throughout our entire lives. That's why we have these yatras, to inspire that dedication, that commitment. I'm just looking out at the sea, and I'm remembering how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Haridas Thakur prayed to him that I am the lowest of men, my body is condemned, my activities are abominable, but still you have accepted me as your servant, therefore you have lifted me to Vaikuntha. Although I'm untouchable in every way, by your arrangement, you gave me the highest honors at Sri Advaita Prabhu Shraddha ceremony. I have but one desire in my heart. I feel that very soon you will enact the closing chapter of your pastimes in this earth. I do not want to see that final chapter. Let my body fall before at your lotus feet, holding your feet to my heart, with my eyes gazing upon your beautiful moon-like face, chanting your name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Allow me to give up my life. Lord Chaitanya, he said, Haridas, all my happiness in this world is only because of your association. Why do you want to leave and do this to me? Haridas responded, why are you creating this illusion, my Lord? If an insect dies, what is the loss to the universe? There are thousands and thousands of devotees fit to sit on top of my head. I am the least amongst all your servants. What have I done? You're the independent Lord of all Lords. Please fulfill my wish. The next day at Siddhabakula, Lord Chaitanya came with his most close associates. Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas, how are you? What is the news? Haridas said, whatever is your mercy. All the devotees gathered in a circle around Haridas Thakur, loudly chanting the holy names.
Ah! Haridas took the dust of the feet of every Vaishnav and placed it on top of his head. Then with Lord Chaitanya's permission, he lay down in front of him. He clasped Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and pressed to his heart. He looked up at the beautiful moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya, and tears were pouring from his eyes as he cried out, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And he gave up his life. The devotees were thinking, this is the pastime of Bhishma, by his own will. Lord Chaitanya was so emotional. He lifted Haridas's body, put it on his lap, and carrying the body of Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ecstatically danced. He danced and danced throughout the courtyard of Siddha Bakula. And as devotees saw the love of the Lord for his devotees, the kirtan tumultuously resounded throughout the entire universe. Swarup Damodar Goswami organized to put Haridas Thakur's body on a wonderful, it looked like an airship, Srila Prabhupada translates. And they had a procession. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the procession, loudly chanting and dancing and crying in ecstasy and separation and celebration for Haridas Thakur. When they came to the ocean, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally bathed the body of Haridas, and all the devotees drank the water that washed his feet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed for all time, because this sea has bathed the holy body of Haridas Thakur, it is forevermore a sacred place of pilgrimage. A hole was made in the sand. Haridas' body was lowered. They put Jagannath's prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, along with each devotee, put sand over the body of Haridas. Then they erected a platform, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with all the devotees, blissfully, while crying in separation, circumambulated again and again and again the samadhi of Haridas, while chanting the holy names. Then Lord Chaitanya went to the town of Puri, near the Singhadwaram of Jagannath's temple, and in the mood of a humble beggar, he held out his cloth and went to each and every shop and cried out with such sincerity, I'm begging for some prasad to hold a festival and a feast in honor of Haridas Thakur. Any shopkeeper was so excited to see Lord Chaitanya in this mood, begging on behalf to glorify his devotee. They were bringing big baskets. Swarup Damodar Goswami said to Lord Chaitanya, no one will eat until you eat, please sit. He said, just bring each shopkeeper a few palmfuls. Lord Chaitanya organized all the devotees, the pilgrims, to sit down for prasad distribution, and he himself was distributing. And in his enthusiastic to glorify Haridas Thakur in this festival, his hand would hold no less than what five men could eat.
No one would eat before him.
But while he was sitting there eating with the other sannyasins, he was telling each server what to give each devotee who was taking prasad. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept saying, "Eat more, eat more." And everyone was filled to their neck. Please understand, what is this festival? The whole meditation of it all was to please Lord Chaitanya. And what pleases Lord Chaitanya?
When we honor, when we appreciate, when we glorify those devotees who love him. Haridas Thakur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended this incredible festival with a benediction to everyone.
They were so pleased to hear it.
He said, by Krishna's mercy, he has given me the association of Haridas Thakur. And now by his own independent will, he has taken that association away. Haridas Thakur is the crown jewel of Brahma's entire creation. And then he invited everyone to loudly proclaim, Srila Haridas Thakur ki. He was glorifying Haridas as if he had five mouths. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells this story because he wants us to understand how the Lord loves his devotees.
Haridas Thakur was directly a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But anyone who's sincerely trying to make spiritual advancement, following Srila Prabhupada's instructions, are a servant of the servant of the servant of Haridas Thakur. We're all servants of the servants if we're striving. And that's the way we should see each other. To actually get a real taste for hearing and relishing and realizing Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan, we must first, and it's not an option, you cannot skip over it, because there's never been a case that has ever been in our history. We must approach by humbling our hearts to truly appreciate the opportunity to be a servant of the servant, to serve for the Vaishnavas, and together to spread this mission. From Jagannath Puri, the holy name will resound to every town and village of the world, and each one of us has the opportunity now to return to wherever we're going and be an instrument of that grace. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, he compared Lord Chaitanya to the rising golden moon, spreading the rays of love of God throughout the universe. Srila Prabhupada, he gave us the chance, each of us, to be those rays, helping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace to spread everywhere. On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I wish to thank each and every one of you for giving so much of your lives to help in the mission of His love, His compassion. And I pray with all my heart that Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas
Panchatattva, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Radha Gopinath, all their mercy and blessings shower upon you to protect you, to enlighten you, to empower you, to be happy. Make each other happy and help the world to find the true happiness of Krishna. Thank you very much.